Montour Ridge looks ancient in the rain. Winter snow can paint her young again. I'm a lucky man, call this home.
Welcome to another podcast of History Speaks from the Montour County Historical Society. My name is Terry Diener, a member of the Board of Directors, and your host for the program. We've had a busy year at the Society as we continue to move forward to make improvements to our Boyd House Museum. Our speaker series was well attended, and we look forward to new programs in 2019. Thanks to all of you who've supported the Historical Society through accessions, monetary gifts, membership, and volunteerism. The Historical Society looks forward to a new year as we continue to tell the story of Montour County, its people, and its contributions to Pennsylvania, our country, and to the world. In the spring of 1918, the influenza virus hit Europe, the U.S., and Asia. While unusually high rates of the virus were diagnosed, the number of deaths were typical of the disease. Pennsylvania's Historical and Museum Commission reports that what made the 1918 influenza epidemic or Spanish flu so unusual were the two subsequent waves of infection in the fall of 1918 and the winter of 1919. Such waves in one year were unprecedented. The virus seemed to retreat late in the spring of 1918, but in August it returned with an outbreak in Boston. Dock workers there who contracted the virus suffered from fevers as high as 105 degrees and severe muscle and joint pain. Shortly after that outbreak in Boston, a Navy ship from Boston docked in Philadelphia. The first case of influenza diagnosed in Philadelphia was reported September the 18th, 1918 at the Navy base. By the next day, 600 sailors were diagnosed, and the first civilian patients were arriving at area hospitals. Philadelphia was about to become the American city with the highest, most rapidly accumulating death toll in the worst pandemic in recorded history. 26% of Philadelphia physicians and a much larger percentage of nurses were away serving with the military. And then the Spanish flu began to spread across Pennsylvania to places such as Danville. In early October, the Danville Intelligencer newspaper expressed optimism that the disease was expected to have minimal impact in the county. But that would not be the case. In mid-October, Pennsylvania's health department estimated Spanish flu cases statewide at 300,000. The Thursday, October 24th edition of the Danville Intelligencer reported that at present there are 861 cases of Spanish influenza in Danville and vicinity. The number reported the Monday before was 672. Dr. Schultz of the local health board said 50 of the new cases were from patients at Danville State Hospital. Schultz said that throughout Montour County, a large portion of the population stubbornly refused to take the disease seriously and disputed and ridiculed the figures from the local health board. People were ignoring the health officials' warnings not to congregate and to limit their comings and goings in the town. Dr. Schultz said the amount of suffering was deplorable, and a further increase in the epidemic would lead to greater suffering and a growing number of deaths. In numerous cases, the flu would lead to pneumonia, which in turn would lead to the deaths of many Montour County residents. The Danville Intelligencer reported that local doctors were being worked to the point of exhaustion. Dr. Harold L. Foss, the superintendent and chief surgeon at the George F. Geisinger Medical Center, was being treated for the disease. Another physician, Dr. R.S. Patton, was also believed to be suffering from the Spanish flu. Clergy were not being spared, as St. Joseph Catholic Church rector Reverend Doherty and Reverend A.M. Feaser, the chaplain of the Holy Family Convent, were also bedridden by the disease. By October 31st, the influenza was still holding its grip on Danville and the surrounding areas. Dr. Schultz reported 45 to 50 new cases every day, and the number of patients at Danville State Hospital had climbed to 170 with the Spanish flu. The newspapers were filled daily with those who were stricken or who were dying from the illness, both young and old alike. By mid-November, the local health board reported the disease was on the decline, although 40 new cases were found inside Danville State Hospital, but only 20 in the rest of Montour County and the surrounding area. By that point, 40 people in Danville, Riverside, and Montour County had died from the Spanish flu. By October 25th, the official estimates for the state were 350 reported cases, with 150,000 of them coming from Philadelphia. Estimates by the end of spring 1919 indicate 625,000 Americans were dead from the flu. Researchers, even today, are still trying to determine the cause of the Spanish flu outbreak. Well, that's our podcast of History Speaks this week from the Montour County Historical Society. We thank you for listening, and please listen again next week.
I'm a lucky man, call this home. Call this home, I'm a lucky man.